This is Paige and Gretchen at MommyCast.com.
And you're listening to Steve and Sam at the SG Show.
Today on the SG Show, it's Halloween season. What are you going to be? We got some good voicemail and email this week. And it was my dad's birthday this week. Is that why we hear all that moaning? All that more on the SG Show.
SG Show. My name is Steve.
And I'm Sam. Each week, we talk about books, movies, fun things for families to do together. And, well, kids' life, really. Hey, Dad, are our voices going to sound like this the whole time?
Well, no, I guess not. But this is our Halloween show. And I was just getting everyone into the right mood.
Oh, okay.
You can find out more about us and check out our past shows on our website.
Which is sgshow.blogspot.com. Or they can call us long distance and leave us a voicemail, which we can play on our show. And that number is 206-337-2677.
Or email us at steveandsam@gmail.com.
And we love to receive your email. Thank you so much for all your support. Hey, Dad, we got a voicemail this week from another kid with a podcast. Here he is.
Hi, this is Wade, a kid that likes your show. I'm a podcaster, too, so I share the same genes. I just thought you're amazing. Like, how old are you, and how do you do that? It seems like you're, like, young, but you're, like, so smart. But I'm just saying that I love your show. You could, like, have a sponsor, too. Bye.
Thanks, Wade. We think you sound really smart, too. We'll check out the Neo Pets podcast and put a link up to it on our website. And we got some great email this week, too.
Yeah, here's one. Hi, Steve and Sam. I learned about your show just last week from my cousin. I subscribed this past weekend, and I've been catching up over the last few days. I'm at show 16 right now. Phew, I really enjoy your show. I have a podcast of my own. It's called Electric Sky. And my format is modeled after Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC, our public broadcaster. Your show has gotten me thinking about doing a show with my daughters. By the way, Allmoat, home of James Naismith, remember he invented basketball, is about 30 minutes away from Ottawa.
Ottawa.
I like to call it Awada. Keep on podcasting, Mark. Electric Sky, podcasting, visual, and sound.
Hey, another podcast we've got to check out. You know, it's gotten to where I don't really listen to the radio anymore. I just plug in a podcast whenever I want to listen to something. And Mark gave me some great advice for trying to make this show sound better. Something, you know, I'm always trying to do here.
And we got a email from Rick in New Zealand about Halloween. He says, "Hi there. I was listening to your last show and heard that you were going to talk about Halloween. I am from New Zealand, where we don't really have a traditional Halloween. From what I can find, Halloween in North America is the 31st of October. We know about Halloween through movies, etc., but there isn't a huge following of trick-or-treaters, etc., as in North America, and it is more of a commercial thing here." Instead, we have a thing called Guy Fawkes Day, when we have a lot of fireworks similar to your Independence Day. I spent 2 summers in the States and loved Independence Day during summer camp. Anyway, just thought that I should let you know that we are missing out on what sounds like a lot of fun. Keep up the good work from Rick, New Zealand.
Well, that's interesting. I'm always interested in the different holidays people commemorate around the world.
What's commemorate mean?
That they observe.
Like celebrate?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you're listening from outside the United States, let us know about your traditions. We'd love to hear from you. So, it's Halloween season. We thought rather than do a quiz, we'd just tell you what Halloween is in case you, like Rick, don't exactly know.
How could anyone not know about Halloween, Dad?
Well, it's possible, I guess. Halloween is an observance celebrated on the night of October 31st, usually by children dressing in costumes and going door to door collecting candy. It's celebrated in much of the Western world, though most common in the United States, Ireland, the United Kingdom, Canada, and sometimes in Australia. The term Halloween is derived from an old contraction still retained in Scotland and some parts of Canada, of All Hallows' Eve, so called as it is the day before All Saints' Day, observed by some Christians, including Roman Catholics, which used to be called All Hallows, derived from All Hallowed Souls. In Ireland, the name was Hallow Eve, and this name is still used by some older people. Halloween is also called Pookie Night in some parts of Ireland, presumably named after the Pooka, a mischievous spirit.
Pookie Night? Halloween's theme is spooky or scary things, particularly involving death, magic, or mythical monsters, like make-believe monsters. Commonly associated Halloween characters include ghosts, ghouls, witches, bats, black cats, owls, goblins, zombies, skeletons, and demons, as well as fictional figures like Dracula and Frankenstein's monster. Homes are often decorated with these symbols around Halloween. Black and orange are the traditional colors of Halloween. In modern Halloween images and products, purple, green, and red are also prominent. Elements of the autumn season, such as pumpkins and scarecrows, are also reflected in the symbols of Halloween. The jack-o'-lantern, a carved vegetable lit by a candle inside, is one of Halloween's most prominent symbols. In Britain and Ireland, a turnip was, and sometimes still is, used, but the immigrants to America quickly adopted the pumpkin because it is much larger and easier to carve. Many families that celebrate Halloween carve a pumpkin into a frightening or comical face and place it on their home's doorstep after dark. The practice was originally intended to frighten away evil spirits or monsters. My mom likes me to call her turnip. She lets me call her turnip.
She does?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Just something happened once, and then she didn't care if I called her turnip.
Well, I never knew that. And all that's from the Wikipedia, which I know you love.
I like the name.
And here's what Dave Barry, who's one of my favorite writers of all time, says about carving the pumpkin, one of the symbols of Halloween. Carving the pumpkin. This is a Halloween tradition that began in the British Isles, where one magical night several centuries ago, a group of people decided to put a lit candle inside a hollowed-out pumpkin to symbolize the fact that they had been hitting the sauce pretty hard.
What's that mean?
Drinking.
Oh.
Today, pumpkin carving is an activity that the whole family can enjoy, except for Dad, who gets stuck with the job of actually carving the pumpkin, which means he has to stick his hand inside and grasp the pumpkin slime, knowing that at any moment he might encounter the North American gourd-dwelling scorpion, whose toxic sting claims more American lives each year than cellular phones and asteroids combined.
The fairy is crazy. The main event of the modern U.S.-style Halloween is to go trick-or-treating, in which children dress up in costumes, disguises, and go door-to-door in their neighborhood, ringing each doorbell or knocking on the door, and yelling, "Trick-or-treat!" Other house decoration themes that are less scary are used to entertain younger visitors, like my sister, who's only one. Children can often accumulate many treats on Halloween night, filling up entire pillowcases or shopping bags.
The time has come for you to reveal, Sam, what you are planning to dress up as this Halloween.
Dun, dun, dun. I am going to be a pirate.
A pirate?
Yes.
And what are the different pieces of your costume? You seem to have gone to at least 3 different places to get all the supplies for your costume this year.
I have a short dagger. I have a spyglass, a tiny telescope, a compass, 2 rings, a bandana, a hat, a vest, a black vest, a treasure chest, chains, a thing that goes around my waist that's red.
A sash?
Yeah, a sash, and at least 3 eye patches.
you only have 2 eyes.
And I have a hook, and I have a black shirt, black pants, and cowboy boots.
Holy cow. You've got everything.
But most of the accessories, like the spyglass and the compass, are going to go in my trunk.
Wait, you've got a trunk?
That's what I call my treasure chest, where I'm keeping all my candy. Oh, and a skateboard. What? 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 What's up with you?
What kind of pirate rides a skateboard?
It's not riding it. Well, I just need to do it to, because I had to have something to roll my, trunk on.
Oh. I was just picturing seeing a pirate skateboarding around. Now, did you give yourself a pirate name for when you're dressed up?
Captain Silver. Long John Silver.
What book is that from?
Treasure Island.
Treasure Island. I remember reading that when I was a kid. Have you read that?
I haven't read it. I've seen the movie more than twice, and I've seen Muppet's Treasure Island more than twice. No, at least once.
Would you recommend it?
Muppet's Treasure Island? Yes. Regular Treasure Island? Both are violent, because they both have swords and they both have guns. But I've learned the meaning of guns. I don't know why someone invented them in the first place. And this Halloween, I'm lucky because my best friend is coming over to come trick-or-treating with me.
Oh, he is? So you guys can go out together trick-or-treating?
Uh-huh.
And what's he going to be dressed as?
He's going to be the Grim Reaper, except you won't be able to see his face. Well, you will, because I'll have to see where he's going. And he'll be dressed in red.
In red?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of festive as far as Grim Reapers go.
Yeah.
Maybe he won't be the Grim Reaper. Maybe he'll be the Happy Reaper.
He was grim yesterday, his birthday.
Well, I hope that you both reap a lot of candy.
It was someone's birthday on Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Who would that be?
His name was spelled, I think, S-T-E-V-E.
That's right.
Steve.
It was my birthday. I came home from my business trip just in time to have my birthday with my family.
Because if he had stayed one more day, he wouldn't have been able to celebrate his birthday with us.
And you made me a great card with a picture of me.
And a picture of me and my sister.
Yeah, it's terrific. I really appreciated that. It was a good day, and it was nice to be home. It's always good to come home to you.
Thanks, Dad. Yesterday, to celebrate it, my cousins that live in Nevada and my grandparents that live in San Rafael came to the beach with us.
It's nice that we can go to the beach at the end of October.
Uh-huh. But it was really nice.
And then I came home today, and to celebrate getting older, I was flat on my back.
Yeah, he was flat on his, with a heating pad on his back. He pulled a muscle yesterday.
I guess that's what I have to look forward to, getting older.
Yeah, and my poor dog has a fever, and she's got a big scratch, and her leg's swollen.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all we have for this week.
I think so.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can leave a voicemail at 206-33-7-2-6-7-7. And you can send us email at steveandsam@gmail.com. And you can check out our website at sgshow.blogspot.com. That's sgshowblogspot.com. Have a spooky Halloween, everybody.
Bye.
Bye for now.